Okay. Let's begin by going over the questions that we have to deal with. And then we'll go read the riff and begin the discussion from there. So we had the earlier sugya again. We had the early sugya again, which stated you need shnei defanos kehilchason ushlishis afilu tefach. Okay? That's step one. Step two is what is that tefach? So the Amorai mostly, Amorai Bavel, had a discussion in which they discussed where that single tefach goes. But that tefach is a tefach. And Rabbi Shub and Levi came along and said, no, that tefach actually has to be placed three tefachim approximately away from the wall to make a rubo shel dofen. Then the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Huda's din of sukkah asuya kemavoy. And Rabbi Huda said that where can you put that that tefach? Where do you put that tefach? According to Rabbi Huda. Anywhere you want. The truth is, if you think about it, we explored Rashi and the Ritva. How did Rashi understand Amido Keneged Hayotze? And then the question of Yamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor. Get here. I'm sorry. I'm going to need my... I meant to bring it along. And thank you. How did Rashi understand Mamido Keneged Hayotze? When he gets back with it, which will be soon, I'll draw it. But anybody remember? Morty. Right, attached to one of the walls. So
imagine my finger. Okay, it could be here, it could be here.
Okay, what was the question according to Rashi? Yamidenu keneged Rosh Tor. What should you do?
Thank you.
Okay.
One more time. Okay, Rashi said this is keneged hayotze. That or that. Not both at the same time. Okay, what was keneged hayotze according to Rashi? Like this or like this. So that it looks like you're getting either closing this off or you're getting the part of the wall. That was Rashi. Now, Tosus was not explicit, but, well, let's say the Ritva. How did the Ritva understand? Yamidenu Kenega Hayotze was? Morty? Right here. And then Kenega Rosh Tor was? Like that. I would argue, based upon the Gemara itself, Pashtus is like neither of these. I wish I had a third marker here. Yes.
Is the Ritva's understanding of keneged Rosh Tor, is it that it's along the hypotenuse, or it's a diagonal line in the corner where the fourth point would be?
Well, I think that's what the Ritva means. That's how the guy in the notes draws the diagrams, because we don't have the Ritva's original diagrams.
Oh.
Now, I believe the Ramban, or the Baal HaMor, I think it's the Baal HaMor, one of them understands the following. Keneged Hayotze is this, I mean they might end, and Keneged Rosh Tor is that. Not in this diagonal business. It's not exactly like that by Sada, but the concept is, what's the concept by Sada Keneged Rosh Tor?
It's not Keneged.
No, by Sada, the way it was drawn is, he gave him the following Metzarim. He gave him this boundary, and he gave him this boundary. How did it go? Right. He gave him, let's say, this whole boundary. He gave him this boundary and this boundary. And the question is, whether he's Kona. This is what Rav said, Keneged Hayotze, and this is what Rav Kana and Rav Asi said, Keneged Rosh Tor. So it's not exactly, you know, what's the difference? How is the Ramban or the Baal HaMor's explanation equivalent to that Machlokas? In other words, Rashi and the Ritva, we understand that that's what they mean. In other words, straight, diagonal. But what it means is the following. Rav was saying only Kona Keneged Hayotze. That's this. They're suggesting Rosh Tor should be as far as the wall extends. And some have it reversed. So the idea... So I want to stick with what is, again, the Ramban or the Baal HaMor's interpretation there. So let me tell you why. Because the next step, when Rav Yehuda comes along and says, Sukkah Suya Kamavoy, where do you put the Tefah? What does the Gemara say? It is not written on my face. I promise. Put that in the notes too. It's not written on my face. What does the Gemara say? Va'oso tefach manmido. You said it before, Morty. The Chorosh Shayirtze. Why? Because you see, here we had a problem. We weren't sure whether to put it here or to put it here. But what he's saying, that by a sukkah suya kamavoy, guess what? What are your choices of where to put it? These do two conceptually different things. Right? This gives you three connected walls in the sukkah. This defines the area of the sukkah. They do two different things. What are your choices there?
It's attached to a wall or it's not attached to a wall?
A, B, C, and D. Let's do it that way.
Did you put it in between the two?
What will that accomplish for you? Really? Why, putting it here?
Yeah.
Why? But you know where it ends.
You know where...
You know where the area of the sukkah is. You can draw the dotted line this way.
And what are the other walls do? In the sukkah, you do the same thing by drawing the two lines from the two ends of the walls. Why do you make that?
Okay, but here, there you have nothing in the fourth corner.
The whole
Kiddush, the Kiddush of Kana Ravasi, is that you have a corner of the sukkah in which you have nothing. And that's why you're supposed to put the tap off there. Here you have the four corners of the sukkah marked, not hypothetically, real. Right? One, two, three, four. So that's why Mamido Chavrosh Yirtze, because really, what are the other choices? In other words, which corner are you going to put it in? The answer is it doesn't matter. In the first case, you have a machlokes which corner to put it in, right? In other words, Rav says you can either put it here or, I should have drawn that as well, there's a choice A and B. And they say that you do A or B. So that, I think, is more mistaken. But okay. Anyway, those are, I think, three shitas in Rishonim, how to understand that. But again, I think that these two functions are very, for the third option, what the Tefach is doing is actually fundamentally different. What it's doing for Rashi, it doesn't matter which Shita, the Tefach does the same thing, and the same for the Ritva. And the two Deos within the Ramban Baal HaMor are actually either Rashi or the Ritva in terms of what it accomplishes. Morty.
Whenever we discuss the walls, we always sort of assume that the two walls are going to be one another. But what would happen if we said there was one wall and another wall was 120 feet?
It is. Forget in this case, let's say the walls are, you're asked a triangle or a parallelogram, if you like. So what's the answer? Inscribe a 7x7. That's the sugya of sukkah kikifshan. My assumption is that's all that matters. The minimum length, the minimum width must be 7 tefachim, and the way we define that is not by the size, let's say, of a parallelogram, but actually the empty space in between. If I can put a 7x7 in there, I'm fine, I don't care, but the rest is fine, you know, everything else is great. Kasser?
But the shita over there on the end, what are the walls, what function are the walls performing? What function is the tefach performing? I didn't understand.
It's a third wall. And it's the same function it's forming here. It's a third wall. The only question is, where do you put the third wall? But it's forming the function of the third wall. So remember, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's position is completely different. What is Rabbi Shua ben Levi's position? It's legamri something else. Right, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's position is the following. He says that you put it here, and this shear is 4. Okay? And then, in the second case, he says, and this matters for us, actually, he says, you do that, and this shear is 7, which is shear meshach sukkah.
Is that 4 tefachim?
Yes. Okay.
And what does he say is the reason for the four Tvachim?
Majority of a wall. And the seven is what?
It's the Shir of Sukkah.
It is a wall. Now, how many walls do you have in the Sukkah? How many full walls do you have in that Sukkah?
Which Sukkah?
Number six.
Three.
Arguably, there are three walls. What do you do with this here? How do you deal with that?
Assuming it's more than three tvachim. It's a door.
It's a door. Okay, it's a door. Assuming it's less than ten amos, but more than three tvachim. It's a door. Simple. So that is not... What kind of a sukkah in principle really is that? That's a regular three-walled sukkah. Once you say love it, it should be, in principle, a regular three-walled sukkah. This... It's not a three-walled sukkah. Why not? Not a regular three-walled sukkah because... Daniel? Sorry?
There's no door between any of the walls.
Well, we don't care. I mean, one of the Rishonim says if you made a window, it would be okay too.
It's a gap. It's not...
No, but more than that.
It's not a full wall.
It's not a full wall.
One, two,
row. Morty?
When you say it's a door, you don't mean two rounds of
hat now, right? No, I just mean, as a general rule, when you have a pirtz of less than 10 amos, it's treated as a doorway. If you enclose, you go camping on Shabbos, and you enclose an area, and you have a gap in your enclosure of less than 10 amos, you can have multiple gaps like that, as long as most of the perimeter is enclosed, and every gap is less than 10 amos, so that's fine. Those pirtzos are breaks. Or doors, excuse me. The Rambam has a chiddush. In other words, the Rambam has a chiddush that even if you made those... even the Rambam would agree. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach there, you could make Tzuras HaPesach, I believe, all around. It should work for the Rambam. You make Tzuras HaPesach all around. As long as the Tzuras HaPesach are less than 10 amos, you could do the whole thing that way. Where is it that you start to count parts Merubala Omed, Omed Merubala Parats, when you don't have Tzuras HaPesach? So it's literally just a break. So in order to treat it as a door, each one must be less than 10 amos, and it must be a minority. The big chiddush of the Rambam that we've been talking about is that if the Tzuras HaPesach is larger than 10 amos, it is treated as parots for the purposes of calculating omein merubala parots. But if the Tzuras HaPesach are less than 10 amos, you can make the entire perimeter that way on Shabbos. The entire perimeter. But if you want to make breaks without a Tzuras HaPesach, make sure the less than 10 amos, and make sure the majority of the perimeter is enclosed. Okay. Fine. Now, why is this? Now to start into our discussion of the Rif, although there's one other issue I do want to talk about. First, before we go to the Rif, why is the difference here so significant? For the discussion of Rava. I mentioned this already. There's a central question in the sugya, in the structure of the ordering of the sugya, in terms of Rava's statement. What is that central question? If you've seen the Rif already, and the Ran certainly, you know this, and we spoke about it already. What is the central question in the structure of the sugya? Yehuda? Okay, so we have three parts to the sugya. Number one, kihilchasan, which, what is the Rif's term, by the way? He invents a term. I don't mean in a negative way, but he creates the term that we show him all copy. What's the Rif's term? Beis da'arivan. It means that's the kihilchasan of an L, two attached. They're joined together. Okay, plus the tefach. Sugya number two is beis kemavoi plus the tefach. And sugya number three is rava. Sorry, no. The question is three going on one? Is three going on two? Is three going on both? That's the central question. Now, that's why I highlight this point, because it's a point I believe that the Ran makes.
Looking at this, what would you say? What would you say? Yeah, Ira?
I would say that it'd be more likely to modify one than two, if two is basically a normal subject.
Well, I want to say you're correct, but I would say something different. I would say it makes no sense for it to modify two. In other words, in sukkah number two, since this is a real wall by any way we usually calculate it, who cares that there's a little gap? How do I know? Yeah, we're using love, but how do I know that's a real wall? Because watch how I make this wall. Is that a real wall? Of course it's a real wall. You know that. Why? But there's a gap. Because, you know, when I build the sukkah, I'm not such a great artist, and so there's a tiny little gap. The answer is, of course, a tiny little gap is not there. It doesn't matter that you've, you know, arranged this to use the minimum amount necessary. It's hard to imagine why that shouldn't be considered a real wall. And this is a wall with, and now once you say that, this is really a Pesach. This is Lavud. That should be the end of the discussion. It makes no sense for Rabbi to say, ah, by the way, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Morty?
What about Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning that's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, but who said Rabbi is modifying Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi?
Ah. So you want to argue that that if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then it would make sense. So I will agree with that, but I have one reservation about it. What's my one reservation about it? Right, I never did a good job here. I really did them out of order. This should be seven. Never mind. They're over there. I was right in the first place. Make the five great again. So what's the problem with that, though? Morty's suggesting, it sounds a very good, it's actually a logical suggestion, but it's wrong. The logic isn't wrong. It just can't be the parish of Rava. Why not? Yeah. Right. Unless you argue that Rava meant one thing, but then what you're still going to have to acknowledge is that, in other words, the maskana, Morty, I'll formulate the question differently. Lemaisa, would we ever invoke the din of that we need also a Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah Asuya Kabbalah. There's we who hold like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, would we invoke such a din? And that's really the question. Now, the Gemara understands Rava clearly, as talking about Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi Shita. In the story that Ravashi finds Rav Kahana and sees he's making a Tefach Shochek and a Tzuras HaPesach. And he says, why are you doing that? And he said, because I hold like the other Lashon of Rava. Utzrichanami Tzuras HaPesach. So it really sounds like Rava holds like Rav Shua ben Levi. The answer is he might not hold like Rav Shua ben Levi. Rava might hold like Rav Yehuda, but Rav Kahana and Ravashi held like Rav Shua ben Levi. But we'll turn out then that you'll admit that if you hold like Rav Shua ben Levi, the din by Sukkah Asuya Kabbalah, Rava's din should be irrelevant. Because once you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, you need a real wall, and once you have three real walls, you don't have to talk about it Tzuras HaPesach. Yes?
Is it possible to hold like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi for one and not the other?
Why not? No, why not? Someone explain why not. He wants to know why is it possible to hold like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi in one case, let's say by Tefach Shochek, but not by the Sukkah Asuya Kabbalah. Why not? Firstly, let me ask you the following question, Morty. This is not the answer, but this might be a proof just for you. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi says, that is no good. So you're going to tell me he says that this is good? Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, right, says that is no good. You're going to tell me this is good, but you don't even have the three walls attached?
You might say only need four tefachim.
What's that?
You might say only need four tefachim.
So we're going to have a new shita that the Gemara doesn't have.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting we're going to have a shita that says you have that four tefachim here. Okay. And why does that really make no sense?
Okay, so you'll agree, Morty, right? This would suggest that it's kind of absurd. It's conceivable by it to hold this is no good, but this is good. But to hold that this is no good and that this is good, that seems very difficult. So now explain to me, why is it that you can't really split? Why can't you say, forgetting about the absurdity when you look at it in practice, why is it that you can't hold like Rabbi Shuvah and Levi by one and not by the other? I don't even care which direction they move in. What is the svara Rabbi Shuvah and Levi? What's the svara? As opposed to the other Amoraim. What's the difference between those shitas? What is the Nekuda Samachlokas? I know what the difference is in practice, but what would you say?
I'm going to put some of the people on the spot.
Okay? So I'm going to review for a moment, and then I'm going to ask you the question. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that this, okay, forget B, is no good. You need to do tefach, shilchei, and make four tefachim. He says that this is no good. You need to have four plus tefachim and make a seven tefach wall. What is the machlokas? Take the first case. What's the nekuda samachlokas between Rabbi Shuvah and Levi and all the other Amoraim? Amiel.
Do you need actual wall, or is the third wall kind of different?
Is the third wall just really a tefach? Is that Allah HaMashmasi? Now, you do actually need a wall. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is more makil in the case. Excellent. Is more makil in this case? Perhaps because it's already mafsik the hiluch, so it's sufficient to have a rove of the wall. Once you have a sukkah suya kamavoy, which can be a thoroughfare, you actually need the fourth wall. The truth is, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is holding by... What is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi really holding by sukkah suya kamavoy? That's not Allah HaMashmasi either. He holds you need a third wall. He's just giving you an 8-cent effect, how to create the third wall with less material. Yes, Dave.
Going back to Morty's point about whether or not you can hold like only one opinion of, I mean, couldn't you say that in the case where it's an L, you needed a full wall because it's harder to delineate where the sukkah actually is? In the case where you have two parallel walls, because it's easier in that case, Rabuda might agree that you don't need a full wall and you only need a little bit.
Hold on. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just talk about us. You want to propose that you need a wall in the case where you can't tell where you don't have the fourth corner.
Yeah, but in the case where it's very easy where you have all four corners, you just need a little more to delineate where the sukkah is, you don't need a full wall. Because it's not as necessary to have the full wall.
Interesting.
I mean, it was more of like what we were saying earlier when I said put it into
middle. Weaponizing my own. I don't think so, but I'd have to speak formally as to what. Good. Nothing like being in a and turn the sword back. Okay, so, but I think the posture is that this fundamentally a machlokas here. I'm going to open up another possibility to defend. I know there's a problem here. The problem I know is our beloved Rambam. The Rif is not explicit, but I know the Rambam holds that the Din of Tursa Pesach applies by Sukkah Suya Kavavi as well. The problem is the Rambam paskins like the Rif does, like Rishu ben Levi. So, the question is, how can that be? That's the real problem. And why do you need a Tursa Pesach? Why do you need a Tursa Pesach if you already have three walls? I know the answer to the question. And it dovetails, and only take a moment to think about it. Did any of you go through all of the run? Include, yes, no? If you get to the bonus run, which I've told you what the run says already, you know the answer to the question. So let me explain to you the answer to the question, which is, so I said to you, this is really three walls. Makes sense. Indisputable. One, two, three. So my question is, this is a door. What do you need a Tursa Pesach for?
Vehicle loading.
Now this is very, it actually creates problems. I think I know the answer. Yes, you heard that.
To be mixed that the ball too. otherwise just another wall sitting. You have two walls, and you have another wall just sitting there.
Why?
Because
what excuse
connects
me.
That wall?
Excuse me. Why do I need? Do I need a source of SF there?
Maybe.
No.
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 How do we know? I would argue you would. If I'm right, you would need a surface there.
Nobody says such a thing.
Maybe they do. If they say that here, then they say
no, they don't. I'm telling you, nobody says such a thing. So the truth is, I have an answer to the question, except for I still have a problem with it. Morty?
I don't remember exactly what the context is, but the riff says something about not having a pass off next to the corner.
Right. The answer is... The problem is, why does a Tzuras HaPesach solve the problem? I think I stole. The answer is, this is called, even when you put a Tzuras HaPesach here, for the Rambam and the Rif, that's called the Tzuras HaPesach, that's called a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. We, in Al-Halacha L'maisa, we've spoken about this extensively in the Yerushalmi, we paskin that a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad means when the Kaneh Al-Gabeim is not on top of the two Kaneh, not on top of the Lachis. But that's not how the Rambam and the Rif understood the Gemara. They understood that a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad means when you have a four-walled structure, if you put a Tzuras HaPesach starting in a corner, that's no good. Now, the catch is the following. There's a Gemara in... Normally, I told you if the Pirtz is less than how much, you attribute it to be a Pesach. What's the shear? So that's true generally, but I'm going to show you an exception to the rule. The problem with doing this is you have to learn the entire first parak of Averton. It's a little crazy. Here's a mavoi. If I have a pirtz of right here, and it's more than three tvachim, it's no good. You know why? Because pischa b'keren zavis lo avdi inchi. Nobody makes a pesach like that. You ever seen a house? You might have a house or a place with a door all the way to one side. Nobody makes it across two corners. It's probably structurally stupid, right? You lose the... and you probably can do it. You could do anything. The engineers prepare anyway to do it for the most part. But that's
just need two more posts.
What's that? I know, but people don't normally do that. That's the point. Okay, so...
Fair enough.
I want to say never, but that's what the Gemara says. Pischa b'keren zavis lo avdi inchi. You can't call that a Pesach. Now, most Rishonim say, though, in this discussion, that if you make a Tzuras HaPesach here, that's good. This matters, by the way, very much when it comes to... I had a shayla about this recently. Someone was showing me a vacation home and the way things were set up. And it's very important to note that if you want to rely upon pirtzos being closed, if they're less than 10 amos, make sure it's not pikerin zavis. You can have it all around all the sides, but it cannot be diagonal that cuts out. Now, the truth is, I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch says about this. I could envision that if something were actually built in such a way architecturally, that was its design... It might be that you could actually call that a Pesach. In other words, if it really is set up in a way, in other words, it's a design where you put it right there. I could see someone doing that, actually, especially when you don't have a roof on top. So maybe it would qualify as a Pesach. But anyway, so this might be, for the Rambam, for the other Shita, no, it might be that Rabbi Shuvan Levi, that problem is that's a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. Now, the problem, of course, is that if it's a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad, doing what doesn't help you? Making a Tzuras HaPesach. Right. So anyway, but I suspect that's what you would have to say. But the simple approach, which most Rishonim adopt, is that in this case, you have three complete walls. That's a Pesach. Therefore, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach anywhere. No need for it because it's a regular kosher sukkah with three walls. Only this sukkah could possibly require a Tzuras HaPesach. And yes, Morty is correct that if you held, like Rav Yehuda, that this could also require Tzuras HaPesach, except for we don't. So if you don't hold like Rav Yehuda, then the simple reading of the Gemara is that Rava's statement has to go only on section A, not section B. Section A, where you have, at least somebody says a Tefach Shochek, okay? Section B, where you're dealing with four tvachim, okay, and two walls like a mavoi, it doesn't make sense for him to be qualifying that. Now, as an aside, can Rava's statement go in part one if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi, if you hold like all the other Amorim? That if you hold like this, if you hold like this, could Rabbi's statement make sense? Yes, certainly it could. But there it makes sense both according to the other Amorim and according to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Whereas here, it only makes sense in this case, on the case of the Tefach Shochek, not on the or like Rava, like Rav Yehuda, not on this particular case. Just also one more note. Yes, Morty.
Is it possible to just like view Rava as not specifically modifying one of them, so it happens to be what Rav Kahana did was he held like both Rav Yehuda ben Levi and Rava.
So this is all I would say. In other words, you could claim that Rava made a comment by Alma. We don't know where he made the comment. The Gemara just sticks it at the end. At the end of the day, I'm not interested in probing Rava as the structure of the sugya, just so we have an appreciation of the beauty of how it's constructed. It matters to understanding is can Rava's statement be applied to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi of Sukkah Sarikam Avoy? If you will concede, not based upon my chiddush there. To the bottom, I don't care what Rava was actually talking about. I just wonder what the din is. And the answer is you agree, Rava's din cannot go to Bishur ben Levi Sukkasir Kamabli, except for the Rambam who says that it does. So it's not, the structure here is a way of understanding the meaning. If we agree on the meaning issue, I don't really care historically where Rava made the statement in what context.
Okay. One other just comment about the Machlokas for Bishur ben Levi and the other Amoraim. What is this Machlokas in effect? We gave them the Svara. The Svara was, Samuel says, the third wall of Tefach, or do you actually need something that actually resembles a full wall? In the case of one case, a rove of the wall, Rubo Kakula almost, in the other case, Mamish, a full wall. Just from a historical perspective, what it actually does it reflect? Who is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? His name gives away a very important detail to you. No. What? I heard something here. What was? No. Is it Cohen? No. Morty? No. No, it's not. No, okay. Did I send out the MRIM chart yet this year?
Yeah, but people don't have it open during dinner.
I know, but you should. Well, it's because there shouldn't be phones out or anything like that, or computers. But you can print it, actually. I don't know how long it is. But you should know some of the big names. What does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's name give away to you? Alter, say it louder. He's from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay, who's Rav? Well, Rav Divrei Smicha, but he moved to Babel. Shmuel, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi. Who was Rabbi Yehuda, by the way? Who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? Rav. And then after Rav died, he came to learn by Shmuel. They're all Amoraim of Babel. It does seem to be, both in the Babel and Yushami, above the Tartar Nadri Yushami, a divide between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. Why, I have no idea, but this is really Torah Babel versus Torah Eretz Yisrael. It's a geographical distinction. Then I assume there's a Svara to it as well. You know, someone now could go write an article, he's going to, you know, an academic journal, the philosophy of walls in Eretz Yisrael versus Babel. That far I'm not prepared to go, but just note that it is in Eretz Yisrael versus Babel. This sugya, by the way, also, Rabbi Shuvan Levi is early, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi is one of the most prominent Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan, who do we paskin like? Halach Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, certainly. Who beats out Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi is first generation Amoraim. He is contemporary. Anyone know who Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe is? Rabbi Yanai. Chizki or Rabbi Yanai? I'm not sure. I think both, maybe. Rabbi Shimon Levi is their contemporary. So Tosas, a famous Tosas, points out, we learned in Chulin last year, right? The Machlokas about min v'mino batel, min v'sheino batel. So one of the arguments that Tosfos made, Rav is one person who holds that min v'mino is not batel, that when you have a tarovis of two of the same thing, Isser and Heter, there's no bittel whatsoever, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that it is batel. I think, for starters, by Zerah B'Sheila. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that way, and Tosfos says, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So if Rabbi Shimon Levi is greater than Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is greater than Rav, of course we pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi. There's an important Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, based on Medrash, based on Knesset, which has a bigger Kedusha, that's where some of this takes place.
Didn't
yes?
Didn't you say earlier that you
So this is a question that the Rishonim grapple with. Some say
that yes, except for Ein Halacha K'Talmud Malkam Harat, but, some Rishonim say that's only up until the time of Rav and Abaye. After, in other words, earlier we say that up at the time by Rava we might paskin like, you know, X over Y, and after that we say Hilchos HaKavas Raya. Anyway, so bottom line is that that Rav Shuvan Levi is Eretz Yisrael, but he's also a very, very prominent Amora. Also note, I don't know that this is Sugya. This Sugya isn't big enough to make this determination. One of the characteristics of Bavli Sugyas is that you often find if you want to see a good example of this, go to the Bo'al Bi'ul Rishon B'Shabbos and the issue of Chabura in Ksubas in the first parak. And I don't remember all the pratim right now. It's not front and center, but the Gemara is a shayla about how you do it. And they give answers from Amoraim and Babel from like second generation, third generation, fourth generation. At the end of the Sugya, they bring in Torah Eretz Yisrael. They go back to an earlier period, a different approach to solving the problem. You'll find the same thing, by the way, in Beitza in the first Sugya. What's the reason for Beitza Shenol D'Biyom Tov? Why you're not allowed to eat a Beitza Shenol D'Biyom Tov? First they quote Rabba about the Hana, the Rabba second generation. Then they quote Rav Nachman, second generation. Then they quote Rabba, who's third generation. Then they quote Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, who are sort of a little after that, or sort of third to fourth generation. And then, at the end of the Sugya, after the four reasons, then they quote what Rabbi Yochanan has to say about it. Because it's almost as if they formed the Sugya in Bavel, and later they added the Torah of Eretz Yisrael as an appendix. Here, there's not enough material to make that claim. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi is sort of stuck at the end, but that's Torah Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Fine. So now let's take a look at the Rif. And what does the Rif have to say about this matter? So the Rif is found let's read the first part of the Rif quickly. See. Daniel. Start with the Rif on the bottom of Dalet on the bottom of Dalet. Tanu Rabbanon. It's okay. Read the Rif. Not so hard. Did you read the Gemara? What? Oh, so then that will be harder if you haven't, but okay. Alter, go ahead. Tanu Rabbanon. Fine. That's straight out of the Gemara. Next. Except for Vekaimel and Rabbanon. Thank you. Okay. Continue. Shuvan Levi, go ahead. Okay. So it's Kshera. Sukkah is with Kshera. Okay, but also Tefach. Shirtze. That was the continuation of Yehuda's statement. That's the only reason why I think the Rif quotes it. He hasn't passed in that way. Okay, then. Okay, and then he's quoting the Gemara. Maishna Hasam. You know, see, where's Da'rivan instead of Kehil Chasan? Two walls that are attached. Then, Sagilei. Sahacha, Deleka Shteh Depanus Da'rivan, Iika Pasarba, Masho in the Ilolo. So now we get to Rava. He quotes, let's see, does he quote Rava the way we have it? Amar Rava. That's the way we have it in Arag yourselves. Perush. Okay, so let's look at this. If the sukkah was with Shtei Defanos, now he doesn't talk about what kind of Defanos. Arivan or not Arivan? In other words, he doesn't say whether he's talking about an El or Kemohui. He says, in that case, Eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach means lo ich paslan b'tefach ben yeshno ben eino. So what does that mean? This is something that annoyed the other Rishonim. It bothered them, not annoyed them. It created problems for them. What does it say? If you're dealing with a sukkah with two walls, the Rif says, Rava says, and you need, it's only niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. So what does that mean? What happens to the tefach? The Rif says, Morty, who cares? Now what's the problem with that statement? Yes? The Braisa says, shnayim kilchasan, shnayim shlishis ha-pilu tefach. So what do you mean? What is Rava doesn't have the Braisa? What can the Rif say? Forget the tefach. We just need a tzuras ha-pesach. How did Rashi and Tosafot, quoting Rashi, how did they solve that problem? Morty? In other words, the sum total of the two lechis has to be a tefach, as opposed to a regular tzuras ha-pesach, where the sum total of the two lechis has to be how much? Two mashahus, mashu times two. That's one of the interesting mathematical properties. Mashahu times two equals? Mashahu. Right. So that's a regular tzuras ha-pesach, but a tzuras ha-pesach here has to have a sum total of a tefach between the two posts. So that's how you get both. Eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach, meaning that tefach is only niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. But the Rif says that tefach, according to the first Lashon Rava, we don't care. Lo ich paslam b'tefach ben yeshno ben eina. Now, the Ran and the other Rishonim are going to interpret the Rif that he holds like Rashi. I have to say it's a big stretch. It's a big stretch. How would they say, we'll read the Ran later, but how do they say that, in effect, you don't say he holds like Rashi, how does the Ran answer the question? How can the Rif say, we don't care about the Tefach? The Braisa says the third wall has to be a Tefach. I understand you're imposing an additional obligation. What do you mean we don't care if there's a tefach of that? Morning? Doesn't have to be a tefach shochet. You don't need a tefach shochet. We don't care about Rishu ben Levi's tefach shochet. All we care about is a regular tefach with the tzuras ha-pesach. Which, by the way, there are two ways of understanding it. You don't have to understand it. Does the Ran say explicitly? He doesn't say explicitly how that tefach is. He doesn't necessarily. You know how else you could say there's another way of dealing with this? There's another, which is slightly more chamer. In other words, what Rashi and Tosfos say, I'm going to have word space here. Rashi and Tosfos say, is that Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have a half plus a half, and I think you could, and then you put a thing on top. You could probably make it a quarter and three quarters of one also. What might the Ran believe in the Rif? Also, tefach, we don't care about the tefach shochet. What other possible sheet there might there be?
There needs to be a whole tefach.
Yeah, and as it might be that you need
one
this
contiguous tefach,
and then a tzuras ha-pesach. Eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. Now then you'll ask the question, then what's the problem with saying this?
That's the third Lashon.
Ah, so your ear says, it's the third Lashon. It's Rechanani Tzuras HaPesach. What's the answer? The question bothered me also, but there's an answer.
I think I know what you think the answer is.
Tell me
I think the answer, just based on what we spoke about in Shir a few days ago, is that the third approach could be an interpretation of the first approach.
No. No, I'm not sitting down. The Rif, I don't think, holds that way.
I don't think so either.
I know. So good. So that wasn't what I was thinking. You haven't reached the mile of Schleim yet. You're going to get there. You need to spend another 2 years, the Shir system, then by that point, you'll have the Kavanah. Scale.
You need, the third Lashon needs a Tefach Shochet.
Thank you. The third Lashon holds, you need not a regular, not just a Tefach, but a Tefach Shochet.
It's explicit in the Rif. It's not.
What?
It's not a finish. It's explicit in the Rif. He says Tefach Shochet.
I know that, but the question is when he says at the beginning, you don't need a Tefach, there are two options. You can either say, it means you need a Tefach like this, you don't need a Tefach Shochet, or you can say like this. Or you can say the one that we don't want to say, but really sounds like the Rif holds, which is
The tefach, he doesn't give a hoot about the tefach in the first lashon.
Well, if you hold the nitzar tefach, then you always have a tefach. If that counts as a tefach.
Then what's the point of the halacha l'moshe Sinai?
Maybe the Rebbe holds that the Mishnah contradicts that right there. The Mishnah says shalosh tefach, and he says that's not.
Okay, fine. So that's a very big chiddush. That's fine. Now, let me ask another question that we haven't broached yet, but this is a machlokas harishonim. It's supposed to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosos, but we don't have this in Tosos, but the other Rishonim, he quotes in the notes of the Ritva. And the Ritva doesn't like Rashi. What does the Tzuras of Pesach have to cover according to Rashi? Go back and look in the Gemara. This is a crucial issue for another question. The other question that this is crucial for is, does Tzuras HaPesach work by the other walls of the sukkah? Does Tzuras HaPesach work by Kelayim? Yes. Does it work by Shabbos? Yes. If it's less than 10 amos, for sure. Does it work by sukkah? Now, we said no. Why does it not work by sukkah? Why do we insist it doesn't work by sukkah, Amiel?
Physical protection.
No, that's the Sfaras Tamar, but how do we know that it doesn't work by sukkah? First... Yeah, what's the chiddush of the third wall, according to Rebbe, that you have a Tzuras HaPesach? So that's only because we read like Rashi. Rashi where does he say it? Dibar Maschil on Zion Amnav, Mini Teres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. He might say it in more than one place. But there I see it immediately, explicitly. He says in the first one too. Amar Rav Miteres Alav Tzuras HaPesach. He writes that V'hachi Kama Rava with a little Zionist. The Tefach Shashani B'Braisa Shemate B'Dofen Shlishes Enu Mate El Imkein Asol La Osa Tefach Tzuras HaPesach Al Pnei Kol Hadofen Kula. Pnei Kol Hadofen Kula. Now, what does that mean? How big is the Tzuras HaPesach then? How big does the Tzuras HaPesach have to be? What area does it have to cover actually? Seven tefachim. It doesn't have to be the entire dofen. So if I have a sukkah like this, and this is 20 tefachim, I don't need the Tzuras HaPesach to go all the way. Right? If the Tzuras HaPesach covers seven tefachim, Rashi, why do I know that's enough? Because what would he have here? Why would this be okay? Because what would this area be called? Pasalya, it's in a sukkah. So when he says, Al-Pnei Kol HaDofen, Rashi means sheer dofen. He doesn't mean dafka the whole sukkah. Yes, Morty?
Or you could say that Pesach and Yom HaSukkah doesn't work if it's just a Tzuras HaPesach and not an actual wall.
Okay, I'm not going to quibble about that. We could quibble about Rashi Shita in some other world, but there's another Shita here. Yes, Kessler.
Why does that mean that you don't need, that you can eliminate Tzuras HaPesach? That you don't need Tzuras HaPesach? Or that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work?
Well, because why, if that's what Rebbe holds the din was, that the tefach needs a Tzuras HaPesach, and you're making the third wall a Tzuras HaPesach, al pnei kol hadofen, whatever that means, then what's the chiddush, if Tzuras HaPesach works by the first two walls, what's the chiddush of the third wall?
Okay, so like you would be making a Tzuras HaPesach anyways if the first two walls were...
Or if you do the first two walls, then it's a regular wall. Right. Just three walls. The Svara I suggested for the Ra'an Amiel remind us was that there's no protection when you just use Tzuras HaPesach. But if the din is wrong, I won't say the Svara, that's all. If I don't have evidence to the din. Now, the Ritva quotes the Baalei HaTosfos, who say that the Tzuras HaPesach only has to cover Dalet Tfachim. Right? In other words, which is effectively Rov HaDofen. If that's the case, the whole Raya of the Ran falls apart. Why? Because the Chiddush of the Torah is that a Tzuras HaPesach al Rov HaDofen is enough to constitute a third wall. But if you made a Tzuras HaPesach al Pnei Kol HaDofen, meaning a full shear, it might be that you can make the entire sukkah that way. So that's why it's a question of how do you construct, how big does this Tzuras HaPesach have to cover? That's a big question. Okay. Anyway, so now let's come back to the Rif. So the Rif said, according to the first Lashon, so there really are three possibilities. Possibility one is the Rif holds that we don't care about a tefach, we don't care about a tefach shochek, by according to the first Lashon of Rabbah, but of course we require a tefach, and then you have two possibilities there. Either you require a tefach like Rashi and Tosis, and that's enough, or you actually require a full tefach plus the Tzuras HaPesach.
Right? This is slightly more chumra than this because it restricts how the tefach is actually distributed. Right? According to Rashi and Tosfos, you can have one minus a kol shehu and a kol shehu. With the rif, you always need a one plus a kol shehu. Get here? And the third shita would be, as Gail is suggesting, the Rif believes that Rava in the first lashon holds that not doesn't hold. It says the machlokas, the Mishnah, and the Brisa. It's a very good way of putting it. The Mishnah holds you need three walls mamish, and the Brisa holds no. You except for a no,
yeah, but that's going to create an interesting problem. And the Brisa holds that the third one can be just the tefach. The interesting thing that you're doing with that is then you are basically stating that according to the first lashon of Rava, you undermine the Ran's Raya, which is fine. Right? If you're saying that the Mishnah says Gimel Defanos, it's unlikely. It's unlikely. All right. Yair, I'm sorry. You were going to say.
Once we entertain the possibility that Tefach Shulchik applies outside of Rishu Ben Levi's local context, doesn't that mean that we need
to... Where does it apply outside his local country?
Let's say our svara for the rif is correct, for example. So you might need tefach shochik plus a tzoros ha-pesach.
No, I never said it. You need tefach plus tzoros ha-pesach.
And the third lishna would then...
No, so the rif's other two lishonas presumably agree that you can... The second lashon would say either tefach shochik or tzoros ha-pesach. The third lashon would say you need both.
Never mind. I'll sort of broader question anyway, because this comes up in the sugya and it comes up in the rif. We talk about Tavach Shokei. Is every time we talk about Tavach Shokei necessarily a reference to Rav Yehuda Levi's
yes.
unique Shita?
Yes.
Okay, so there's never going to be a case where we're going to talk about Tavach Shokei.
I don't think
just it. Tavach Shokei.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, Marnie.
Just in response to what Yehuda said, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Vishayim Vada Shalosh Defanot, and then immediately says, Tana Rabbanim Shtayim Tikel Chatan Vishvishin Afilat Tafa.
No.
If that was a machoket, wouldn't the Gemara indicate that somehow?
It's unlikely. It's unlikely that Rav is reading that way. In other words, his answer, you know, as a mechkarish answer, might be a reasonable answer for Rava. It's possible, except that the Rif is not the Rif is not likely to read that way. Right? That I think you can agree on. Morty's correct. Okay. So now, I'm inclined to think, by the way, that the Ran is correct. Why do I think the Ran is correct? So read on in the Rif. Ulahach lishna da amris. Go ahead, Alter. And then, ulahach lishna. Okay. And now he's going to go on to quote the story. So, Yair, why, or Yehuda, why do I think that the Ran is pshat in the Rif? Because if you look the way he formulates it, the second lashon he immediately reverts to tefach shochek, and the third lashon tefach shochek. So when he says in the first lashon that well ich baslam betefach ben yeshna ben eno, probably he means that tefach shochek that in the second and third lashonos I say is either they this or this or both. So in the first lashon tefach shochek plays no role. You need a tefach, let's say, between the kanim plus the tzuras ha-pesach. That's what probably given that. I think that's probably the best shot in the Rif. Now, as the Ran, I think, is correct. Ritva, I think, says the same thing. Okay. And now the Raya is Damrinon. Just read quickly. It's the Gemara. Okay, fine. So that's what the Rif says. Okay. Now, from the Rif, does he hold that that Rava is going on both Lashonos, meaning part A and part one and part two, or only on part one? Morty? I think it's only on part one. I don't know if everybody reads the Rif that way, but the Pashtus is he talks about Tefach Shochek. He doesn't say anything about Pasarba. So let's read the Ran. The Ran now, before we read the Ran, I want to look at the Baal Hamor, actually. The Baal Hamor on Zayin Amid Aleph. I didn't ask you to read this. but I'll take a volunteer, Morty. Okay, it's the bottom of page Vav in our editions. What? Shalosh Lashonos Hamur Spigmara. Oh, you're not, you have a different edition. There's a previous Baal Hamor that the Ramban responds to. This one he doesn't. The previous Baal Hamor is Osa Tefach Echer Mamidos. It may be the end of that section. I assume it starts a new paragraph, even in that edition.
It's the first one was Zion Amidah.
Right, it says, and it's marked Zion Amidah. You have our edition, Kessa, right?
Yeah.
Right, but it's marked as Zion Amidah. Read me a few words. Read something in the Baal Hamor, and I'll tell you where you are, probably. Now, that's the beginning of the Baal Hamor, right? And there's a paragraph of Yesh Ben Aga'onim. You do. Okay, so I would say it's probably about two-thirds to three-quarters of the way through. Read me a few words later. I'll tell you whether to go down or up. Keep going a little later than that. Kamin Gam is the Gamma. There are a few of those. Pick another few words.
Okay,
got it? Is anybody else not have our the new edition? Okay, go ahead, Morty. Should be Harav Shlomo Zal, it's Rashi. Right, Rashi is the three different Lashonos. So the same is true for the Riv. Ki. Right. So that's the first Lashon. Rashi says you take the Tefach, you split it up into two parts. Lashon Sha'amar. And that's the end of Rashi's Perush. Ubal Sefer Aruch Piresh. Right, so they explain the last two Lashonos, explain the first Lashon. When Rava says, Einani Teres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach, what does he mean? Does he mean that Tzuras, in other words, did he mean to say that you can use the Tzuras HaPesach plus or a Tefach? What did he mean to say? You need a Tzuras HaPesach and a Tefach. I presume, by the way, that they had that the Aruch had. I didn't look up the Aruch. I presume he had a different girsa in the first lashon of Rava. Because if you have the girsa we do, Ein Ani Teres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach, you can't have the second lashon. The second lashon can't be a perush of the first lashon. Ein Ani Teres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach would only yield. In other words, if you're going to say that you need a Tefach and plus Rava's statement, it yields lashon three. So there must have been a slightly different lashon in Rebbe's language, which allowed the two Ika da Amres to really be a perish of the first one. Okay, so I and I'm assuming that because I looked in the Kisveyat. I did find one girsa, but it wasn't very clear girsa in one of the manuscripts, which could somehow have been read. The nusach of Rebbe's first lashon was the same for all. But you could have read there being some acknowledgement that the second two Lashonos were somehow supposed to be explaining, the number two and three were explaining one. But the Nuschos were the same. But if you look in the Ritva, he writes, he says, this is the Girsa. He quotes the Girsa effective that we do. And he says that that's the correct Girsa. I assume there was another Girsa that had Rava's first Lashon somewhat different. Like Omar Rava, something with Tzuras HaPesach, but not Ein Ani Teres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach. And then the two Lashon Sar, is that an or an and? That's what it probably was. Okay. Fine. So now let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran says, starting on the on Hey Amud Aleph, for those who have the old Girsa, Kessa, did you see it? Oh no, the Ran.
Hey Amud Aleph.
On Hey, there's only Amud Aleph Hey. Starting with on the left side, and the big Dibur Maschil is for Amar Rava. All right, but the Ran just basically quotes Rashi in Erevin. Fine, and then we Dvar of Zal begins the paragraph in the left column. Morty, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Kessa. That means Al Darsa too.
Umidvar of Zatzal Nira Li She'en Surasa Petach Matir B'shtei Defanot Shosuka.
That's the key line. The Ran thinks that according to Rashi, according to this Lashon, Suras HaPesach does not work by the other two Defanoth. Okay?
Ava pi shehu matir l'shabbat ulekalayim kedaita
kedaisa perakama
de'ervin.
Even though Tzuras HaPesach works by Shabbos and by Kelayim, it doesn't work by Sukkah. Gail?
Point this around, Kiyuv HaSukkah is only kosher on Shabbos Holomoid. The next Sukkah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if... Does he says it by... He doesn't say it by Tzuras HaPesach. They talk about Omer Mubalab. Okay. Yeah, that's not nice. The question, let me explain to you what his question was. The next sugya, which is a fascinating, fascinating sugya, basically espouses the following concept. And the Ran insists it works by Doraisas. You can have an area that Minat Torah is not good as a Rishos HaYachid on Shabbos, and nonetheless, if by the rules of sukkah it would be a good sukkah, you can carry within it. You can carry within it. You can carry from Rosh Hashanah into it, and you can carry Dalet Amos within it. And even if it were a situation where Midaraisa, it weren't recognized as such. That's what the Ran insists. And in the reverse, you could have something that's not good to be a Sukkah Minat Torah on Sukkahs, but if on Shabbos, for whatever reason, it constitutes Mechitzos for Shabbos, then it will constitute Mechitzos for Sukkah. So it would turn out in this case, we'll talk about that's what the Sukkah is about. That's what the Migo is. Migo that it have a dofin in Shabbos, have a dofin in Sukkah. Or Migo that have a dofin in Sukkah, have a dofin in Shabbos. So Yehuda's suggesting, if you had a Sukkah with all Tzuras HaPesach, and you less than Tanamos, let's say Tzuras HaPesach, it should be a kosher Sukkah on Shabbos of Sukkahs. No other day of Sukkahs, but on Shabbos of Sukkahs. Yes. It's a mind-blowing concept, by the way. It's absolutely mind-blowing. The Ran has an explanation for it. It's a fascinating explanation. But it really only works in one direction, I think. Anyway, we'll get to it. In the meantime, so he says, even though Tzuras HaPesach works by Shabbos and Kelayim, it doesn't work by Sukkah. Shemata Omer Kain.
Shemata Omer Kain.
If you were to say that it does work by the other walls of Sukkah.
L'hai Lishna Kama Derava Mai Kula D'Dofen Shlishis.
Yeah, according to Rava, why would there be a kula? There's no if Tzuras HaPesach works by all walls, according to Rava's first lashon, that it needs to be Tzuras HaPesach, what's the kula of the third wall? It's no different than the other walls.
Damrinan ba afilu tefach kevan sheyesh ba Tzuras HaPesach al tenei kula ihachi afilu b'shtei defanos hu matir im ata.
So im ata omer d'dofen sukkah k'dofen Shabbos. Okay. Now, Yehuda, I don't know if this is if he's trying to address your issue here. Try to see what the Tzion says.
What does he say that the kula is?
Yeah, it's misleading here. The kula is that you can use the Tzuras HaPesach by the third wall of Sukkah. The Ran's whole point is the fact that Rava in the first Lashon says that the Tevach has to be constructed as a Tzuras HaPesach. And then on Shabbos, you could make all the walls like that. And you'd have Rosh HaSayachah. The fact, and yet we know that the third wall is the Kula wall. It means it doesn't apply by the first two walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ulishna Basra Derava.
Ulishna Basra Derava. Nami de Omer Vitzricha. Utricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Kolomar Shetricha La Tefach. Tefach Shochek. Vipachos Mishlosha.
Veh!
Shall arba.
That probably is a mistake.
It has a little kibbalah.
Yeah. No, the run doesn't. Does the run say that way? That's a difficult 1 second. It should be shel shlosha, I guess, to make it seven. That's interesting, right? Because the tzuras haPesach has to cover the rest of the wall. Im isa.
Isa the tzuras haPesach matir b'kol defanos asuka dehavele kestom kedam rinan the inyan Shabbos ukolayim.
So then, my kula the dofen shlishis again hare lovud v'tzuras haPesach b'chol hadefanos ein matirin. So what's the? In other words, if you want to use tefach shochei plus a tzuras haPesach of three, then what's the chiddush of the third wall? The only lashon which can claim that maybe Tzuras HaPesach applies by all the walls is the second lashon, because Rava says either Tefach or Tzuras HaPesach, and you could explain that the Tefach, how do you know that the Tefach works? Halacha Moshim Sinai, how do you know that the Tzuras HaPesach works? Because it works by all walls. So that you can maybe get away with it, but the first and last lashon, you can't say that. So he says,
Ela vadai ein Tzuras HaPesach.
Umashlim shir dofen besuka.
Umashlim shir dofen besuka. Ela bedofen shlishis bevad
Amud gavo asara. Just like with machmir by sukkah, that we don't allow an amud gavo asara. We don't say it's a rishus on top of it on Shabbos. What's the din of an amud gavoa asara and dalet al dal v'rishas harabim? Anybody know what the status on top of it is?
It's
rishas hayachid on top of it.
On top of it is a
rishas. If you build a pole, if you build a pillar in the rishas harabim, which is 4x4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim tall, on top of it is rishas hayachid. You put an object down on it, you chayef chatas on Shabbos.
Isn't that, less than that is it?
Less than that is between 3 and 9 is, I don't remember exactly how the din works out. I don't know if it's a caramel, I don't remember what the din is. But bottom line is that we have things when we're machmir to say that are not a dofen by sukkah, that are a dofen by Shabbos. This would be another one. Tzuras haPesach. So just like by Shabbos, we say, by the Amud Gavoa, the Be'inon, Mechitzas HaNikaros Kedamrinan La'el, and Af Agav,
Delo Amrinan Hachi Le'inyan Shabbos, Ukeshem Shachmiru B'Tzuras haPesach, Atzmo Shaldofen Shlishis L'Hach Lishna Kama Derava.
I'm sorry. Uchashem shechmir b'tzuras haPesach atzmo shel dofen shlishis l'hach lishna kama de Rava. Now, how is there a chumrah by the tzuras haPesach in the first lashon of Rava? We know this already. Tosa says this. Rashi doesn't comment. What's the chumrah of tzuras haPesach in the first lashon of Rava compared to Shabbos? What does a tzuras haPesach on Shabbos have to be like? What is a Tzuras haPesach? What's the requirement for Tzuras haPesach on Shabbos? What's the requirement by Sukkah? According to the first Lashon of Rava, the two Kanim have to be combined in Tefach. So the Ran says we have many things that we're machmir by Shabbos, then by Sukkah, then by Shabbos. This will be one more. So how do you know we're more machmir by the Tzuras haPesach according to Lishna Kama of Rava? The Meperakama de Erevin.
Lo yavinan shira lekana shel tzuras haPesach ela afilu kana shel mashu mikan mikana shel mashu mikan mikana al gabe
sagi. So by Shabbos you need the two kanim kemiyam mashu. All right, but if it ain't sarich, okay. You can skip the next sentence. We treat it there by Shabbos.
But for Rava,
Right, so here we're more machmir. So just as we're more machmir, that we say you need mechitzas nikaros by sukkah, unlike by Shabbos with the amud, and just like we're more machmir here for the lishna kam of Rava, that when you have a tzuras of Pesach, you need a two kanim to add up to a tapach, by Shabbos and kilayim, by erev and kilayim, you don't need that. So too, we're more machmir that by Shabbos and kilayim, tzuras of Pesach is treated as a regular wall, by sukkah, by sukkahs of Pesach, a tzuras of Pesach is only the third wall. Ulefize, yeah, here, continue.
Ulefize, tachin zayr, shelo yehem b'chol karnot ha-sukkah, tachin.
You can't make psachim in all the corners of the sukkah.
Tekim and nabinim shtey defanim de'arevan, v'sukkah suri t'mavi nami, ayyudei pas arba'ah, hayek ha-shtey defanim de'arevan, v'chor ha-tabdu de'im sukkah.
Right, so what did he just say there? The Ran is making the following claim. The Ran is saying that I can't build the sukkah with Tzuras HaPesach in the corners. I don't know what he envisions here. In other words, maybe he envisions like this. Okay, this is not a... I got to draw this better.
Maybe he's envisioning like...
Oh, I'm doing a terrible job here. Give me another chance. Okay, 1 second.
Would the Tzuras HaPesach be forming the sides of an octagon? Or...
solid wall. And in the corner...
oh, they'd be filling the space to a corner.
And a corner, I don't even know what you have, what the structure is, but this is solid. I know this is really not a very good one. This is the corner. And if you put all the corners like that, he says it's no good. Why? Because you need two mechitzos that are joined. When you and Tzuras HaPesach is not considered sasa. Morty?
Does it have to be the whole corner? Can you just have each one as, meaning just a petach on one side for all four corners?
What would that be?
You want to draw? Okay, come on down.
This is an aerial deal.
It is a good one. No, you're joining two walls. You don't want to take that one away. That's what you want to do, right?
I guess so.
So he says you can't do that either. That's correct.
If and that still violates the condition, no.
And that's a bird's eye view. What?
That still violates the condition because they're not connected to each
other. That's his point. It's an easier one than when I'm drawing. It's simpler to get that thing. Fine. The Ran says you can't do that. Why? Because you need two walls which are joined, and a source of Pesach is not, even if you have the Kana al Gabehem, is not considered sasim when it comes to sukkah. And the rule is, you need two walls, automatic milchasan. Because remember, we hold like Rishu ben Levi? That's what he says here. He says that, the Arivan, the Besukkah Suri, Kamavoy Nami, al Yidei Pas Arba, ha Ika. Yeah, here?
Oh.
Right, in other words, the point is, according to Rishu ben Levi, both kinds of sukkahs, even Suri Kamavoy, you have to attach walls because we established that that's actually two walls. There's a two-fold, there's actually three-fold walls, two of which are attached al yidei lavud. The Kfar Kasavnu. Right, it means ba'arba dafan osel means in the corners. You can have it in the, you can have Avram Avinu's tent. That's okay. If it's in the middle of the wall, you can't have it at the corners. Okay? V'chein nireh.
V'chein nireh mashakata harav al bar tzilomi, zal, b'sefer eitim, v'shem gaon, shen tzor petach mowa l'hashlem shir dofen v'shtey defan arasukha.
Okay. The truth is, I don't know what the original quote is. I don't know if we have it. The only thing odd about this Ran is v'chein nireh. Why is that odd?
Because literally exactly what we just said.
It's exactly. In other words, what's the nireh part? It's explicit. Okay. Ubarmin Dain.
Ubarmin Sark Zar, if you perish of a Fasiz Alba, he the Minim Parakam and Erevin, Sir Petach Shasa, Minatzar, and Law Asabu Okum. Avabish, Imperish of Machaber, Sposh after the Tamok.
And so, what is this? What is the Shita of the Rif about Tzur Sapesach Shasa Minatzar? It's exactly what Morty described. That's why I like your diagram better. Okay? You know, Tzuras HaPesach Menatzah means when I have a wall here, a solid wall, and I make a doorway here,
This is solid. Nobody makes the Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. That's what the Rif claims. So the Ron thinks it's wrong. But he says, particularly, because the Rif, because he thinks maybe you should be machmir for it. That's the paragraph Garcinan. Okay? So that's what the Ron says. He thinks that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. I'll come back to the point that I made earlier. If, in fact, Tzuras HaPesach is only covering four tefachim, it does, in other words, if let's take a sukkah for this tosis that the Ritva quotes. If Rava says that you need a Tzuras, this is seven, and Rava says that you need a Tzuras HaPesach here of a majority, I'm sorry if this was not a perfect majority, okay? Right. If that's what Rava says, so then what does this prove about Tzuras HaPesachs in the sukkah for the other walls? If a Tzuras HaPesach only has to cover Rova the Dofen, Shlishis, what can we say about Tzuras HaPesach and the other two walls? Anybody? That's not mysterious. Your ear?
Nothing.
Well, it's possible that if you make the Tzuras HaPesach on the entire wall, not a Rova the wall, that it would be good. Right? It doesn't prove that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. The default option, by the way, would be what? That Tzuras HaPesach does or doesn't work on the walls of the sukkah. What?
Here or in general?
By sukkah. What would you say?
It doesn't.
Why? I disagree with you.
It's not a dofe.
It's not a wall by Shabbos Hadid. It's the halacha as it treats it as such. You're still supporting the wrong approach.
It's not like the house of Abayis. It have to be an Abayis.
No, why do I think it does work, Morty? Yes, and where? Who says that it does work? Yushami says it. Peyamach shetatzil v'sukkah. Unless you say that's limited to the third wall. Unless you say, and that's what I pointed out, that the interpretation of Rava and the Bavli could be, I'll agree that Rava and the Bavli sounds like the Tzuras HaPesach, whatever he's talking about, is only the third wall. If you want to read like the Ran, like Rashi, that the Tzuras HaPesach covers the entire wall, and it doesn't work except by the third wall, he might be reading the Yerushalmi as saying that Peah is Matzil B'sukkah, meaning the third wall, because that's where the Sugya is here, right? We discussed how many walls, says the Yerushalmi, then we have the whole Sugya of Kilayim and Shabbos, and now we come back to Sukkah. So, but the simple reading of the Yerushalmi is that Peah works for a wall of the Sukkah. So it doesn't say it only works for one wall. So my default option, I would have preferred that, but if you hold like Rashi, Tzuras HaPesach, the Ran is certainly correct, I think. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work, you know, for the other walls of the sukkah. Okay. Now, go ahead, Yair. Lahach Lishna.
Lahach Lishna d'amar in the Tzuras HaPesach. Lahach Balan b'tefach ben yeshno b'neinu. Perish. Lahach Balan iha b'tefach shokhe ikola.
Okay, so in other words, that's what he said before. That how is it possible that Rav is arguing on the Braisa? So when the Rif says, so Gail may be correct. He could be saying the Mishnah and the Braisa don't agree, but it's unlikely the Rif is saying that. So the Ran therefore says, when the Rif says, according to the first Lashon, we don't care about Tefach, it means we don't care about Tefach Shochek, as we do in the second and third Lashon, but we do care about a Tefach along the lines. Possibly the Rashi said, or the alternative that I suggested, that you need a solid tefach attached to the yotze, and then the Tzuras HaPesach on the rest. Finally, I'll read, Amar le ana ki idach lishna sri li damar tzrichanami Tzuras HaPesach. Hilkach, ba'inan tefach shochek shiami denu bepachos mishlosha, demandaboy tefach shochek hachim mokim le, uba'inanami Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore we need both. Mihu, Ika manda omar, there are those who want to say that it's dafka. Rav is talking about part number one of the sugya. Avu besuka suri kamavui kaman de beinan ba pas arba dofen gomorhu v'tulo beinan tzuras hapesach. That's what we suggested the pshat should be, not like the Rambam. In other words, it doesn't make sense to say Rav's last lashon should work. Any Rava's Lashon should go on the second Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because if you hold that you need a Pasar Ba, you mamish have a second full Mechitza. I mean, you have three full Mechitzas total. So why would you say now you also need a Tzuras HaPesach? V'chi tema im kein, hechi mafsakinan beinayhu, besukha suri kemavoi. So why does the Gemara interrupt with that middle piece? The Ritva uses the Lashon, it's not a Chatzitza. Okay, why does the Gemara interrupt one and three with two? So that he says,
Hainu time, mishum demikara, shaklina betarina betefach, the shade the fanus da rivan, hechi abedle. First, the Gemara wants to know, how does the tefach work by two attached walls? Ubasar hachi shaklina betarina besukkah siri kamavoi, isagi bamai desagi besukkah sheesh bashtaim kiochasan. Is, then the Gemara deals with, okay, so now we dealt with the first sukkah. Now the sukkah siri kamavoi, does the tefach work there or not? Ve'ifliguba, and Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, and Rabbi Yehuda argue. Ubasar hachi amar de la sukkah haniteres betefach, any sukkah which is niteres betefach. Ulafum pluktayu dahanach amorai, be'inanami tzuras ha-pesach. So this was what you said earlier, Morty. In other words, that svara, that discussion about Rava can go even on the second lashon if you hold you need a tefach. But, however, Lidi umina. From this we derive lidi dan. The kaimelan besukah tsuri kamavoi. The lo sagi betevach shochek. Ela bepasar ba. The lo boi tsuris pesach. For us, since we in the second case sukah tsuri kamavoi, we hold like your Yerushua ben Levi that you need a full wall. We don't need a tsuris pesach. Where is it? Ela b'shtei defanos kehilchasan. The sagi le betevach shochek. It only applies there. Ava basuya kamavoi. The boi pasar ba lo. So the Ran says, we, who pass like Rishum and Levi in both cases, we only needed Tzuras HaPesach by case number one. It doesn't apply by case number two. Had we passed in like Rav Yehuda, by Sukkah Asir Kamavar, you only need a Tefach period, connected any direction, then we would have needed Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, Rava would say, he does need Tzuras HaPesach. Aval HaRamam Zal Kosab Perek, Dalem Mehil Chosukkah, Dole Sukkah Asir Kamavar, Nami Bino Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, umiu. Kol hecha da'avid shalish tefanosh shiva tfachem mamish. Tu lo boi tzuras ha-pesach, she'ein tzuras ha-pesach chiyuv b'sukkah. There's no general obligation of tzuras ha-pesach in a sukkah. In fact, I think the other Rishonim say, if you make a roof, if you have four walls, you don't need a tzuras ha-pesach. If you want to climb through, I would say, a subterranean tunnel into the sukkah, or if you want to climb through a window, an aruba, that's fine. You don't need a tzuras ha-pesach. But if you only have three walls, and they're not straight up attached, according to the Rambam, and according to the other Rishonim, as long as you have three walls, even like that, then there's no need for a Tzuras HaPesach. The only time you would need a Tzuras HaPesach is if you had Shtayim Kehilchasan, and then you, with like an L, a Rivon, now the third wall has to have a Tzuras HaPesach in order to be Mashlemit to Shiva Tvachim. Okay, Zehu. That is this sugya. I'm not going to read now. If you have a chance, just read the next paragraph of the Ran. He just presents that we've spoken about enough. The Machlokas Rashi Tosfos versus the Rif and the Rambam. What does it mean, Tzuras HaPesach ben Atzad? Tomorrow, I will send you Makoros, but even if you don't get anything from me, I'm actually more likely to send you questions. But we're going to read really the next section of the Ran. It's primarily what we're going to look at. I don't think you need anything else. I will send you questions, Bli Neder, to guide you through the Gemara, but the next step is to do the Miga. Okay, the Migo of if a dofen works for Shabbos, then all of a sudden we say it's good on Sukkahs of Shabbos, even though normally it doesn't work, and vice versa. Actually, it starts the other way and then comes to Sukkah to Shabbos, and then Shabbos to Sukkah.